This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. This week is National Farm Safety and Health Week. The theme for the week, Ag Safety, is not just a slogan, it's a lifestyle, was created by the National Education Center for Ag Safety to remind rural communities that although agriculture is one of the most dangerous occupations in the United States, farm injuries and fatalities can be prevented through education. The most recent data from the U.S. Department of Labor indicates that in 2013, farming accounted for 500 fatalities. Each year since 1944, the third week of September has been recognized as National Farm Safety and Health Week. The week was first initiated by the National Safety Council and has been proclaimed as such by each sitting U.S. president since Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the first document. The use of drones or unmanned aerial vehicles is increasing in agriculture as farmers find new ways to use the technology. But being relatively new, farmers have many questions regarding the UAVs. Jason Schmidt, an Illinois farmer with FlyingAg.com, helps provide answers.
We were getting a lot of questions from different farmers on, what do we really want? What's the best avenue here? How much money do we need to spend? And what we found is you can do basically everything you need to do for a couple thousand dollars. And so what we're trying to do is help farmers decide what to use and who to trust and where to go. We're offering some imagery with drone deploy, and we're just trying to take a package and make it simple for the farmer.
One of the many benefits of UAVs, they can help decrease input costs and improve yields by identifying areas where inputs should be applied.
There's a lot of uses that I've seen with my operation, and it just makes you more educated of what you got going out there, and you can scout so many more acres quickly with the drone and see what potential problems you have, whether it's drainage or lack of nitrogen or different hybrid issues, wind damage. Guys are using them in livestock to scout their cattle, and there's some new infrared technology coming out where, you can actually kind of see the temperature of the animals. I think it provides a lot of value.
Initially being an effective solution for Midwest farmers, UAV use is quickly proving to be profitable across all spectrums of the U.S. ag market.
Yeah, my partner, Martin Hyen, is out in California, and they're real high-value crops out there, a little different than what we're used to here in the Midwest. And, he really found a lot of added value to the imagery, especially drone deploy. I think they've been able to see some needs when they need a deer gate based on pictures of regular overhead RGB pictures and then some imagery. They found a lot of added value to them out there also.
You can find out more information online at FlyingAg.com. We'll be back with more after these messages. The Illinois Department of Agriculture announced today that the disease tar spot, which impacts corn, has been confirmed in Illinois. Plant pathologists at Purdue University provided the initial diagnosis of the disease. Confirmation was then made by the U.S. Department of Agriculture Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. Findings were confirmed in LaSalle, DeKalb, and Bureau counties. Illinois Department of Agriculture Director Philip Nelson anticipates minimal impact on yields with detection this late in the growing season. However, it is still important for farmers to report any suspected findings to prevent the spread of this disease and provide an accurate picture on statewide impact. Tar spot was confirmed in the state of Indiana last week, marking the first detection in the United States. Previously, the disease was found in Mexico, Central and South Americas. Corn farmers are urged to look for brownish lesions on leaves, followed by black, spore-producing structures that appear later, giving the leaf a rough or bumpy feel. The disease is favored by cool temperatures and high relative humidity. Rainfall is not a significant factor in disease progress and severity. The disease is not known to be seed-borne or to infect other species. Farmers who suspect disease should contact their local University of Illinois Extension office and work with the office to submit samples to the University of Illinois Plant Diagnostic Clinic. In other news, this morning I had a conversation with St. Louis Dairy Council nutrition educator Joyce Fickery. We discussed the benefits of drinking milk, specifically chocolate milk. Joyce reassures us that even though it's chocolate, it still has all the same benefits as regular white milk.
Chocolate milk is just like regular white milk. The only difference is they have added a little bit of extra sugar and then the flavoring, obviously. But the great news is that you get all the wonderful nutrients that you expect to be in a glass of milk.
Joyce also tells us that the beverage can even be something to enjoy after exercising.
Chocolate milk over the past couple of years has really become popular as a beverage that you would drink after you work out or even after a game. And it's great for a number of different reasons, but it does help you kind of hydrate. That's important for many people. It has electrolytes, which oftentimes people will drink sports drinks because of the electrolyte content. It naturally is occurring in milk.
Unlike sports supplements, Fickrey adds that milk is highly regulated and safe. There is no question about what you are consuming when drinking milk.
Actually, supplements are not regulated by FDA. Your listeners may not be aware of that. There is no body that will take a look and guarantee that it's a safe product, that it's effective. And so a number of the supplements that are used for sports, since they're not tested, we don't know the long-term effects, especially on athletes. So we all know that milk is safe.
Once again, that was Joyce Fickrey, nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.